Home-cooked genius. The first thing I talked about, once I somewhat learned English enough to speak it, is that mastery of letters, words, sentences, punctuation, and numbers, and writing, and reading, and speaking is proof that genius is everywhere. It's probably what actually makes us human. Yeah. Whatever talents happen at random pale in contrast to the thing that we actually put effort in. No child is born being able to write and read or code computer programs. Normally, we assume that going into science, maybe medicine, and perhaps philosophy is where genius shines. But mastery of language shows that we don't have to wade through decades-long journeys. So, what are the other things that help our minds grow? The hiker and adventurer, who both answers the call of the wild and the call of the books about adventure, gains extremely powerful intelligence. They carry themselves differently because they switch. They live on the path, and when we meet them, they are actually just visiting our average lives. They are from out there. You can almost see that in their eyes too. The hikers almost have animal eyes. Oof, the continent hopper is next. When your parents flop you over to another continent and you discover that even the sky is, well, somewhat different, your mind doubles instantly. It just does. Some actually call it going crazy. But your behavior shifts because your world simply doubled. That is why the mind is doubling too. You'll be at the library the first year you can read, even if you never cared for it before. Lonesome moms who are worried about their children only need to uproot them to make them royal adventurers. I remember departing from my country, I saw people with cardboard boxes, homemade luggage. So journeys across the world are not expensive. And so as long as you keep on rising, it does not matter how low you start. You can see how this will challenge your mind, challenge it to grow, to multiply, to expand. Your mind here simply cannot help but to contain it all, to grow. You know it. Computer programming is next. You will not know nerd rage until the day you realize how you overestimated complexity of programming. It is, after all, a human tool for humans. And the way you get your foot in the door, the way you start, is just by watching videos of other people introducing novice programmers to all the tools and languages. It is such an easy start this day and age. Now, with artificial intelligence, you can ask any question about anything and without any shame, and the AI, unbelievably, will instantly respond with the answer. Years ago, you had to wait for a nerd to find your question and then butterfinger in some answer. And before the internet, you would have to set off on a trip to the library. It was wild. This intelligence does come from the mental gymnastics you have to do, but also the fact that programming is a microscope. You can simulate a cell with the help of AI, zooming in so far that even sci-fi movies barely go there. You just build a virtual cell, piece by piece. I will try, but there is no describing programming. It is unlike anything ever experienced by a person new to it. Okay, you know how there are people who hate board games because they are made of cardboard, slow, and the players are always iffy? Programming is for them. It is the perfect thing for them. But also, programming itself is a board game. And let us not mince words. It is a board game made of thought. The game moves at the speed of thought, not light. That's the speed of the program itself. Speed of thought is the speed of imagination, of comprehension. On the inside, the world of programming is kind of a 3D fractal. See if you can find a 3D fractal video on the internet. Inside this strange world, you can come close to things and get a better view, but also you will discover more detail than you expected. For example, the moment you think you can iterate over lists, you discover state machines and just lose your mind. Because a state machine contains states for unique conditions of the elements of data that you are iterating over. That means you're processing your list of data without nested if statements, which are really hard to read. So you immediately try to rewrite everything. And in fact, you may be even able to replace your loops with a reducer that just swaps states to match the data. Really cool stuff. The final height, that basically represents an infinity of knowledge, is described with a single word, but I can't just say it. Let us do it this way. It is digital, rechargeable, you bring it on adventure, that one is a must, and it has a replay feature and a pause. These are not books the way you know them from school. Narrated books are movies that may last for 20 hours and that you may replay as many as 30 times to truly inherit all the stuff that's in there. They are fascinating. And you fall asleep because they also become your lullaby. Remember, you take them on adventure. In the daily stressed out state or the rat race or concrete jungles even, most of us are simply incapable of comprehension without the training that adventure provides us with. You have to go out there on adventures and kind of get bored, if that's even possible. And then you will feel a need for books. And you realize that narrated books are a perfect match because you can walk and listen, and you have your nature and health and amazing vistas, and you are being transported around time and worlds. Narrated books, especially adventure books, are good medicine. People who need healing or culture also greatly, impossibly even, benefit. Because reading a book takes something away from truly inheriting from it. Maybe it's because we are story listeners and storytellers. Listening to books while you are out in nature helps you inherit their wisdom, the lives within, and also the culture of the characters and the author. And yes, adventure and travel books completely help you to some of that adventure and travel intelligence, both the hiking and continent hopping. After all, you are transported into adventure, into many continents and at different times. It is this hopping, an inheriting of culture of wisdom or culture of greatness, that multiplies you to no end, to infinity. The worm in Bookworm is not actually a bug, as every reader or listener knows. It's more of a Einstein-Rosen type of worm. It's something that transcends space and time, and maybe even dimensions.